on the bottom of page Kuf Dalad. Lachain Avsha Beifani Yischazkus HaMachshava, the bottom of Kuf Dalad. The Rebbe's talking about this entire parak and the subject of using Machshava to mechazek our hargoshes in our Avodas Hashem. And he says, Lachain Avsha Beifani Yischazkus HaMachshava Sheitzanu Lefanach El Gam Hayisrak Sheshachat Yischazek. Is the different methods that I've given you over this parak of this prokem of Hischazkus HaMachshava to strengthen your concentration and your in the use of dimyon of imagination in order to arouse stronger emotions in your davening, your avodas Hashem. And we also, he said, Kigami Ashal Sudas, we spoke about, he gave an example of a machshava to have during Shal Sudas, Megami Yitzias Mitzrayim, and also the long description that we had of how to use the Kayach HaMachshav and Dimyon to focus and to deepen and deepen, use the Nyanis when it comes to Yitzias Mitzrayim. Mikol Dova Shetilmat Betanach, Vagodas Chazal, and these were just examples so that whenever you learn Tanakh, you learn Agodas and Chazal and the Gemara, Shetetzayel Chabamach Shavdach, that you should draw and imagine these things in your mind. Vagame HaMachshavah Shavenim Sifrei Kodesh, and also the different Machshavahs that I've brought from the Sfar Makadoshim Lachashva and Lutzayim Lachashva Chazaka. And we've learned examples of how to use the Kayach HaMachshava to enter into these teachings of the Sfar Makadoshim and to work through a Torah in the Sfar Makadoshim, not just to quickly learn it up, but to try to really, really think over, to try to work on each Torah that you're learning in the Sfar Makadoshim. So mehen gam tisragesh, the bottom of Kuf Dalad. Mehen gam tisragesh, this will bring you to a feeling of hisragshus. Lo yed elu lefish kasavnu, the top of Kufay. Elu lefish kasavnu le'el b'perek Dalad. Kol ish Yisraeli, gam b'tivoy misrageshu. So we learned earlier in Perek Dalad, we were talking about the fact that a Jew, kol ish Yisraeli, every Jew, gam b'tivoy, by his nature, is misrageshu, is emotional. It's the nature of a Jew that he's a misragesh. The gamnav shomi atzma tobin mispa'elis misrageshes. We spoke a lot about that. That the nefesh itself, the soul itself, is in a constant state of hispa'elisness, rakshus, of excitement. The fact is that in many people it's much more covered because of different things, for whatever that is. But the teva of the nefesh is that it's mispelis misrageshes. There's no such thing as a Jew that has, who's God forbid, whose nefesh, ruach neshama, is cold, is lifeless, is unemotional. There's no such thing. It's just that for different reasons, different ways, whatever happened, but that it's covered. But the person, the etzim, is a mispal and a misragesh. V'achisaron hub machshav teinu. The main problem the Rebbe's been talking about is how do we use our machshava of what we concentrate on, what we think about, she'en chazaka. In other words, we just wait for certain emotions to emerge. No, I guess it's... it's probably... Okay. We wait to experience certain emotions, and the main problem in our Avodas Hashem is that we're not using our koyach of machshava and dimyon to bring out the emotions. We just are waiting for certain emotions, or to hear the right niggun, or to have the right mood, it's shalosudas, or to have certain parts of davening that each person has more of his rakshas and this part of davening or that kind of a tire, and we go like that throughout our lives, just waiting and hoping for the right kind of a niggun. We turn on the right kind of a niggun to listen to something to help bring about a his rakshas. But the Rebbe's been saying throughout the sefer is that the ikr in bringing out the stronger emotions is using the machshava, is making a concerted effort and thinking and using the Koyach HaDimyon and Koyach HaMachshava, we've been talking about since the beginning, to bring out the spyless and his rakshas. The Yisrakshas are all inside. The inside of a Jew is filled with all kinds of strong Yisrakshasness and his pilus. The machshavas of a person are not being used, the Rabbi says, he's not using and taking hold of his thoughts in order to be able to awaken, or to not awaken, to release and to tap into these hegation. The kaven shebis chazkus machshav aseinu kvar onu aiskim. Since we're talking about, we're learning about how to be mechazik our machshavas of holiness, how to think about and focus on our thoughts on holy things, on holy things. Efshe yesh leimah dai lanu bezeh veinu netzichim mishtav liyaseh. So then you might think that, okay, that's all that we have to do is to try to concentrate and focus, and that's all. Zulas bischazkus machshavos hem levad ka'ifanim hanal. In other words, perhaps you might be misled to think that all that is necessary in our avodas Hashem is to try to use these methods of concentration, of machshav and dimyon that we've been learning about. So, lo kainhu, that's not all. He says that's not true. We have to make an effort also when it comes to not just using our machshavas and as a tool of bringing out the hisrakshus, but l'shtadl b'srachavus hisrakshusenu gam la'atzma, but to expand our hisrakshus itself. In addition to our efforts in thinking and concentrating, we have to work on the when there's a hisrakshus, that the hisrakshus itself we should be able to deepen and to enrich. We can't, he says, that there's not one effort or method that should be overlooked when it comes to reaching our tachlis. And the more we become people who are emotional in our Yiddishkeit, and who are also bali machshava, who are thinking about dvarim shebekedusha and concentrating and using the koyach hadimyon, to that extent, naisif lios chasidim v'ayvdei Hashem, will become greater chasidim and greater ayvdei Hashem. So chayva aleinu l'rakech es b'sayel v'aveinu. We are obligated to soften the flesh of our hearts. Nochenu v'arkenu, to soften our minds, our veins. You know, it's every part of us. B'mini hisragshi yashayim shakadusha, with all types of hisragshis of kedusha, of holiness. Kedesha toisif hanefesh lezgalas banu, so that it will help to reveal within us our nefesh, our soul, which is itself on fire. Bistrakshias yaseris merubus bislavius kedoilus harbe alzoishayeshla betiva. Even more than the soul in its nature, the Baruch Hu put us in this world, that we should be able to use our koichas here in this world to strengthen the hisrakshias. Harizek ein hatayrish chutzman halimud ba'atzma shu mitzvah. He says, when it comes to learning Torah, besides the limud itself, besides learning itself, that is a mitzvah. Gam chayval ha'ish laharbus ba atcha gam hu yizgad l'chachma chachmas ha'tayr. There are two things. They're saying, besides that every minute that you spend learning Torah, you're doing a mitzvah. But the Baruch Shalom said that one must try not only to put in your kaychus into learning and to be mekayem the mitzvah of Talmud Torah and to learn, but that person, until a person is transformed into a chacham chachmas haTorah, till a person becomes mamish a chacham chachmas haTorah to the best of his ability. The nefesh, and certainly the neshama of a Jew knows the entire Torah. The neshama of a Jew knows the Torah. The Torah is contained with inside the mind and the heart of a Jew. The fact that we learned it before the neshama came down, and then we learned it inside the mother's womb. The forgetfulness hasn't taken away, as all of you know, and all the Sfarim talk about, that the clap that the Malach gave, the patch that the Malach gave when we came into this world, doesn't mean that that the Torah that we learned it was shaken out from the inner depths of who we are. It means that this world is a world of shikha, forgetting. And because of our involvement in the physical world, we forget. But the pnimius of a Jew, the Torah is there. So the Rebbe is saying that even though the neshama knows the entire Torah, still the Baruch Shalom wants us and to do whatever we can to bring all of this out from within us and to transform ourselves into chachamim, chachmas haTorah. B'nei shagam es besar mochenu v'chal gufenu tzvich v'onu lahafil ba. It's not enough that the neshama knows Torah. That's not the tachlis of creation. The neshama could have been left in Shemaim. That's not why the Baruch Shem created us. That the neshama knows the Torah. That we learned it with a malach. That's not enough. The Baruch Shem wants that what? That gam is besar mochenu, that the physical brain of a person, the flesh of a person, chol gufeinu, the entire mind and the body of a person, sichum on lahafil ba, should be activated with Torah. That the Torah should be misgalad. It's the same way that be'etzem a Jew is a misragesh and is filled with misragshes and espilas. But the Baruch Shem created us that we should use our bechira chavshes to draw out from within the depths of who we are the misragshes and espilas, and to add to it with all kinds of machshavas. The same way that when it comes to Torah inside of us, all of the Torah and all of the Kedusha is still there, mitzat in the Neshama, because Baruch Hu wants that the Torah should be drawn out into our physical lives, into our minds, into our bodies, and that every limb should be enlivened with Kima Mitzvahs and with learning Torah, that every part of us should be drawn into Limud HaTorah, so that we reveal all the Torah that's inside of us. Each and every one of us has all of Shas and everything, the Zohar and Medrash and Mechilta. Everything is inside. Bavli Yushalmi, all of us know Kala Torah Kula. Everybody knows Kala Torah Kula. The Neshama knows Kala Torah Kula. That's why when you're learning, when a Jew learns, it's something which, even though we feel that it's difficult in the different parts of Torah that are more difficult than others, but sof kol sof, when a person is Isaac and Torah, he puts his entire being into it, so he feels like something that once was and something that's natural. Mash any kind lahavdil a guy that tries to learn Torah, so it's something that's not part of him, it's not within him. So Hashem wants lahafil b'shagam alav tiskalat Torah. The Hashem wants it to be megala the Torah that's inside of us. For us, lo habaser b'levad mishtal ma'idezer. And then not only are we perfecting our bodies, our flesh, with this Torah that's been revealed, and with the Hisrakshas that's revealed, but the Nefesh itself, the soul, is itself perfected through that Hisgalus. This is a major subject in the Sfarim HaKadoshim, in the Baal Tanya, and the Tzaddikim of Chabad, but all Tzaddikim wrote a lot about this. What's the tachlis of a Jew being created in this world? If the neshama was on such a high level before it came into the body, and the tzaddikim explained that through being in this dark alma de peru, the miserable world, the neshama is able to achieve higher madrigas than it ever was able to achieve before it came into the world. So the neshama is brought up to a higher madrega through man's experience in this world and his efforts to be magala the Torah that's within him. His Torah is lifted up to a higher place. It's a very, very big thing in Chassidus and Kabbalah, how that happens and why that happens. We don't go into it right now. He doesn't go into that. But that the neshama itself is transformed into Be'er Mayim Chaim, that while it was above, it was in a certain state, it was in a certain mitzias, in a reality that was unchanging, but that through his experience in this world, that the neshama itself can become mamash Be'er Mayim Chaim. Noizlam and Levonim, there's a whole Torah from Baal Tanya, other tzaddikim, that dafke through being in this world, that the neshama is lifted even to a higher madrega. Agam ha-nefesh nasis yetz b'shleimus, he says, the shalaz galus. Kevin shemispashetis min ha-chachma el ha-bina, through our being in this world, the Torah that's inside of us is able to move beyond the level of chachma, el ha-bina, go down through to the level of bina, el ha-midas ha-shebehen, which in the higher world, without bechira chavshis, and without being in the physical world, the neshama itself, kivyochel, is limited to that madrega of chachma, in the higher world of chachma, of koachma, that in that place of the neshama, the neshama is totally, completely bottled to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But only in this world, through Bechira Chavshis and struggling with all of the Nyan in this world, is the Chochmah Mispashet, is it able to expand and to descend through Bina and through all the Midas of Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, all the way to Malchus, that we have to work on all of these Midas, that the Chochmah HaTorah should, the Chochmah HaTorah should fill all of our Midas, and that we should be able to live in every single emotion, every single action, every single thought and word should be filled with Chochmah HaTorah. That the Neshama doesn't have in the higher world. The Neshama doesn't have in the higher world that Yechelus, that ability to reach beyond herself and to lift up all the Midas of Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, Malchus. That's not void of the Neshama. Only when the Neshama is thrown into the Guf and descends into this world, and the Neshama is afraid to do that, because there are going to be a lot of losses in battles that take place in the world. But the opportunity for the neshama to be lifted up through her efforts in the midas, from bina and below to chesed, gvura, tiferes, netzach, yesod, malchus, that it makes it kedai, that the neshama should come into the world and struggle in this world. And that's something that it can't achieve in the high world. This is spashtus all the way down to the lower midas, and to megala the Or Hashem, to megala the Or Hashem in the lowest places, at the lowest times, and through difficulties. All of that brings the neshama to a madrega that it wasn't on before it came into the world. So even though on the one hand it's noyach leila adam shalei nivra mishenivra. I always miss, people are, even in Sfarim, you see they're constantly misquoting. The Gemara doesn't say Tivloy. Very often, you see people give drushes and they quote that it says Tivloy la'adam shalei nivra, that it's better not to have been created. It doesn't say that. It says Noyachlo. It's more comfortable not to have been created. It's easier. It doesn't say Tivloy shalei nivra. It doesn't say anywhere Tivloy. It says Noyachlo la'adam shalei nivra mishnev. It's more comfortable. It's easier for man not to have been created. But not that it's better for man not to have been created. That's Chas Hashem. It's better not to have been created than he wouldn't have created us. The Rebbeinu Shalom wants what's best for us, and what's best for us is to have been created. That's not what's easy for us. That the Rebbeinu Shalom did not create us to make life easier. For that, the neshama could have remained bottled to Hashem in the higher world. But the Rebbeinu Shalom sent the neshama to the Guf, not to make it easier, but to make it better. And that's a big mistake that people make, and how they look at life as being God, Chas Hashem, a curse. And the Mimele, if you look at life in such a way, so then Itaka turns out to be that way. But really, it's Avada, it's Tov, it's sure good. Tov Ma'oid. Tov Ma'oid. And Dafke Chazal said that the Yitzhahara is Tov Ma'oid. What's very good is man's opportunity through using his bechira in this physical world to draw down the highest light of the neshama and of the infinite light of Hashem, to bring it into this world bepoil, and to fill the physical world and one's own body in eivorim and nefesh ruach should be used in such a way for kedusha. That's a big aliyah for the neshama. That's much higher than the neshama was to begin with. That the neshama is able to achieve higher levels of kedusha through our learning Torah, even though the neshama knows Torah. But the same way the argument in the Gemara and Shabbos that the Malachim did not want the Torah to be given to Moshe Rabbeinu. So finally, so, and the Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu that you should answer the Malachim, give him an answer. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, Klum yesh yetzahar b'neichem, Klum yesh kinah b'neichem, do you have a yetzahar, do you have jealousy, do you have these in Yonah? You don't have to work on these in Yonah. So the Malachim have the whole Torah. The Malachim know the Tosis and Bava Basra. The Malachim have Kol HaTorah Kula. So what is it that the Malachim are jealous of? Why should a Malach be jealous of a human being? What's there to be jealous of a human being? Other Rabbi, you would think that the Malachim would mock and would ridicule human beings, and the last thing that they would want to be are human beings. The same Malachim themselves was saying, don't create men. Al Yifra. They were screaming out to Hashem not to create us. So now the Gemara tells us that the Malachim are jealous. And Bechlam was the Pshat in the Gemara. That the Malachim have a taina, don't give the Torah to human beings. The Torah belongs here. Do you ever think like, why can't it be in both? Like, what's the problem? Like, why can't it be in Shemayim and why can't it be in Eretz? What are the Malachim saying? The Malachim have a taina, don't give them the Torah. Don't give them the Torah. We want the Torah. What's the problem? So give them the Torah. The Malachim want the Torah. What's wrong? So the Shema Kadeshim said that the Malachim wanted that the Torah should remain only that Torah which is above, with all the secrets and mysteries as they revealed, not having come into the physical world. And the Malachim, whatever means jealousy by Malach, that's not for now, obviously. But the Malachim, the jealousy of the Malachim comes from this, that when the Torah is learned in the Batei Midrashim down here in the world, when physical beings are struggling over that Taisis and Bava Basra, and they're struggling to understand, so that the Aliyah, the unbelievable Aliyah that is achieved by the Neshama through the Neshama in its partnership with the Guf, being Meshabed itself to Limud HaTorah, and filling the physical brain, that Guk, that's the brain, filling the brain with Machshavos of Kedushin of Torah, no Malach in the world can have such a thing. A Malach can't experience that. So the Malach might know all the deepest secrets of the Torah, but the Malach can't apply them to that place of Bechira, free choice, and to make the physical world a dira for the Baruch Shalom, for the Shekhinah. A Malach can't do such a thing. So what do you mean? Of course they're learning Torah. The Malachim are learning Kol HaTorah Kula. That's not their taina. Just because the Torah is given down below in this world doesn't mean that the Malachim can't learn Torah. But human beings in this world, like the Shmaitzer writes in the Zagdama, and all the Sarmah Kedoshim talk about, that we could paskin the Halacha here in this world, and that in Shemayim they have to be maskim to our Piskei Din, like the Gemara above Metzia, Torah Lo B'Shemayim, all that means, that the Beis Din here in this world is Machriya the Halacha, that even in Shemayim, that they have to consent to the conclusions that are reached by the Chachamim in this world through our Limud HaTorah, that the Ribbono Shel Olam Kivyoch, like the Ramban explains, the Ribbono Shel Olam puts his gushpanka, he puts his stamp on the Torah that we learn in this world. What if you came to the wrong conclusion? And that happens. The Gemara says that was what the Gemara is talking about. That the whole world, the voice came down from heaven, and the world was able to and you're able to prove through the Bria, through creation, that our conclusion that we reached in Halacha was not correct, because the world itself was testifying that it wasn't that in the Machlokes of Elazar of Yeshua, that what in the Chachamim, that the Halacha was not, that the Halacha was according to the Baal Shem. Not what human beings, not what the Rabbim reached, but the conclusion of the Gemara is that we ignore the miraculous things that were happening, the walls of the Beis Medrash that are bending, and the water of the Amos Amayim that's stopping, that's from flowing, and we say that there's a din in Torah, this is Acher Rabbim L'Hafeis, and we follow the Rabbim, and that's therefore the Rabbim, we pass like a Chachamim. Melachim can't do that. Malachim can't do that. And not only that, but that becomes Teres Emes. That was once the Chacham HaPaskin here in this world, and that's the Psak Din, and the Rabbi Shalom signs his name, and it becomes Teres Emes. Because that's called Teres Emes. Then the Malachim have to learn how we Paskin in this world. And then they run back to the Beis Medrash, and they said, did you hear that they Paskin down below like this? No, we have to Chazar our learning. Well, we have to listen to what they're saying down in this world. Because these maskanas that Klai Yisrael reached through the Kayach HaTorah that the Baruch Shalom gave us in the physical world, how to contend with the reality that we're in. This is something Malachim can't be masik. So they can learn Torah in Shemayim. That's what's called that perfect Torah in Shemayim. But that's not the tachlis of creation. That's what it means. Klum yetzahar b'nechem, you have a yetzahar. The Torah was given to this world that we should perfect ourselves. And that we should use the Torah to lift up all of our midas. Chesed v'tiferes netzachay yisad and malchus. Davka, that's the tachlis of Torah. And through that, the Torah's light is enriched and is perfected. And it becomes higher than the Torah that's in Shammai. So all of that is the same thing when it comes to the hisrakshis of a person. Certainly, inside each and every one of us, there's a hisrak, there's hisrakshis. Every Jewish, every neshama is on fire for the Rabbi Shalom. But the tachlis of being in this world is to be megalad, to be mafil, to reveal and to activate and to expand and to deepen and to enrich all of these hisrakshis and hispalias that we should be able to be even higher than it was to begin with. That's what he says. Kain af shahanefesh, around 10 lines up from the bottom of Kufhei. Kain af shahanefesh la'atzum mislahevis harbe. It's true that the nefesh itself is mislav. It has tremendous islav as the nefesh. Yikomakom tzichim laharbos b'mini avoidus hisrakshis. But the Baruch Shalom wants us to work on all types of hisrakshis in this world. Shagam b'sar machen l'vavein yisrakichu. That even the flesh of our brains and of our hearts should become softened. L'spoil b'sirakshis ha'kedusha. To be misspoiled from these emotions of holiness, Yaiser al Zushiesh Batavala Kalechad Mitana, more than the nature of each person, more than the nature. The Yaisifli is Ish Misragish Harbe Yaiser. The same way that Hashem wants each and every one of us not to just be Mekar in the midst of learning Torah, but to become Chachamim in Chachmas HaTorah. To become people who are transformed into Talmid Chachamim Mamish. Where every single thing that we do is filled with Chochmas HaTorah. So too, the Baruch Shalom wants us to become Anoshim Misragshim. That each and every one of us should be an Ish Misrag, an Ish Misragish in our Avodas Hashem. An Ish Harbe Yoisal Midas Misragshusa Shabbativa, more than the nature that a person has. There are some people that by nature they're very emotional. And there are others that are less emotional by nature. The Baruch Shalom wants that even the person who by nature is emotional, that he should become an Ishmas Ragesh, that even more so. But on the other hand, of course, that right of controlling the emotions and being able to control the Taivas Netzar and so on, and when it comes to Avodas Hashem, to be an Ishmas Ragesh, that's the Ratzon Hashem. And certainly a person who doesn't have naturally, who's not an emotional person, that he should use his kaiches to strengthen himself according to his madrega, to be an ish misragish more than he naturally is. For the person to say that it's not my teva, that's not why the Baruch Shalom put us in the world. Like it says in all the Svarim, that the Baruch Shalom put us in this world that we should be able to break through our teva. And that we should be able to be to lift ourselves up beyond that, beyond the teva. That's why we're put here. Vali deze gam gufeinu, the gam nafsheinu yisalu v'yiskadshu, so that the guf and the nefesh yisalu v'yiskadshu should be lifted up and should be miskadish. Bocha v'avrei chosid. Acha shabocha Hashem yiganu ad kai. Once we've come to this point. We have to stop at this point and to make like a little bit of a checkup. How to test yourself and to see where you're holding. Simon hazeh yemosa biyodcha. This is the simon. Shateida b'yimavarta al dvarenu ad kai b'derech kriya b'alma. If you want to know. I mean, most of us don't really need to have a simon. We know, just if we're honest. But he says, simon is a yemosa b'yachas shetedabai. Through this simon, you'll know imavarta al dvarenu ad kavadach kriyabalma. Whether or not you're just reading this, whether or not everything until now in the Sefer you've just read, like Kriya Balma, like it's something which is interesting just to learn. There's two ways to learn this Sefer. One, there are two ways to learn any Sefer. One is B'derech Kriya Ba'alma, which is for learning's sake and for understanding. That's Kriya Ba'alma. The other is B'Avayda, to learn a Sefer B'Avayda, for the purpose and trying to apply it B'Avayda. Im B'Avayda Avart Aleihem, if you learn the Sefer in a way of Avayda, with an avoid that you truly are seeking to lift your nefesh out of the swamp, out of the filth, and to bring it to a point of tahara kedusha, ukedushas yisbaruch, to Hashem's tahara kedusha. V'chol eitz ayutz lecha, v'chol truf amuch teves mimishu lenafshecha refuya. And if that's your goal in learning this Sefer, then every Eitzah that I've been giving, all of the different advice that I've been giving, and every cure that I've been prescribing, you run and you're anxious to take and to use every piece of advice. Just like, God forbid, if a person's not feeling well, and he just wants to get better. So any advice that he hears, he tries to use. If a guy's not making a living, he goes around talking to people, and they give him advice, and he's very excited, and he's very anxious to make practical use of all the good advice that people are giving him about how to make a parnasa. So if you're learning this Sefer in such a way that it's al derech havayda, right? If a person's not reading some book about economics because he wants to understand how the economy works. He's reading the book about economics because he wants to be a millionaire. So how are you reading this Sefer? If you're reading this Sefer because you want to be an expert in his structures and his spilus, so that's one way. That's a Kriya Ba'alma. You want to know more about the Hasidic way of serving God. Okay, that's not a bad thing to do. It's a good thing to learn such things. That's one way of learning. The other way of learning is that you want to become a chassid. When I say that, of course, I don't mean, you know, I'm not talking about the minhagim and the clothing. I'm saying to become a chassid. Now, Avodas Hashem, what the Rebbe's talking about. Derech Avodah. The difference between a person who's reading something and it's all theoretical, it's all abstract information, as opposed to the person who's learning something al derech havayda, even in this world, who's reading something al derech havayda. So he says the difference is, you'll see that if it's for avayda, for the purpose of avayda, then you're going to be anxious and excited about trying to use all of these eitzes, or some of these eitzes that I'm giving you. And you've started already at this point to put into practice some of the things that we've been learning about, some of the advice that I've been giving you. If you're doing that, then it must be that you already see some change for the better. It must be. If you're learning this al derech havayda, and you've started to try to apply to your life some of these things, then it absolutely must be that you've seen already a shinu l'tayva. That there are improvements. Not that it's all terrific, it's all 100%, but there are definitely improvements. And kvat tzrichas machshavei secha lachshav machshavos kedoshes. Then already by this point, you feel your mind already must think machshavas kedoshes. Not that it's something which is artificial and something which is contrived, but you already, at this point, you would begin to naturally feel the need and the excitement to think holy thoughts. In a very strong way, to meditate upon and to imagine thoughts of holiness. Not all the time, but more than you've done until now. And if you've been learning the Sefer for the purpose of Avodah and you've been trying to apply some of these things, then it absolutely must be that the emotions are stronger, that you're able to have more Yisraqshis Mashad Atta that you've had until now, Beyira, in the fear of Hashem, Ahava, and love of Hashem, and Shvius Alev, and breaking the heart, and Simcha, and joy. Not only the ways that I've given you, because the Rebbe has been saying throughout, I'm not saying that these are the only ways, I'm just giving you examples, things that maybe that the Rebbe himself has used, and some examples of what we can do, some methods, some strategies, but But by this point, the Rebbe is saying, if you're learning this Sefer Derech Avodah, you've also come to some of your own machshavas, some of your own ways, own thoughts and hisvagshias of what you can do, some original things that you've come up with on your own, using the mahalach that I've provided you with, that you're able to now take this and on your own to come up with different thoughts and different siurim of how to strengthen the hisvagshias, that you never even thought about until now. In other words, because you're learning this al derech havayda, this is giving you a new way of thinking and a new way to use the koyach hamachshava that you never realized until now that you had the ability to do this, and therefore you're able to come up now with your own ideas. That there are new ways of becoming closer to Hashem and strengthening your emotions and avodas Hashem that you never realized that you had such a koyach to think of these things, but that the mitzchah is right on your own. And sometimes you yourself can wonder when you have these thoughts and you have these feelings. Where do they come from? How did I think of this? Who created these machshavas inside of me? So Rabbi says, "Al tismal zeh. Don't be so shocked and don't wonder about it." As it says in the Svarim Kedoshim, Hasaga Gedoyla Hi Lahasigas Nefesh Ishi Yisraeli Venin Masigam Eso. The biggest thing that a person could try to understand is the soul of a Yid is a Nefesh Yisraeli. The soul of a Jew is a very, very, very deep thing. Venin Masigam Eso. And we're not Masig. We don't comprehend the greatness of a Jew. What's inside of a person. We don't understand. We don't comprehend that. It's not just we don't understand the Rabbi Shalom. We don't understand ourselves. We don't understand, each and every one of us, how great the Nefesh and the Neshama of a Jew is. The truth is, the Rebbe says, you could say to any Jew, from the simplest lumberjack to the and water carrier, you could really say to any Jew, da, you should know, ki loy ato v'loy ani. You and I, neither of us. You don't understand how great you are, nor do I understand how great you are. You could say that to the simplest Jew. You don't understand your own greatness, nor do I understand your own greatness. Because this guy, the water carrier, might say to you, look, I'm very, very simple, but you're a big expert in spiritual things. Maybe you could tell me who I am. And the answer is, I can't tell you who you are. That's what we were learning last year. The whole thing with the Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon. When the Gemara in Tannis, that Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, when he met the person, it was really Elionavi, Rashi says in Tosis, right? We were talking about this last year after Pesach, that Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon met the person. He was just coming back from learning a lot of Torah by his Rebbe. It says in the Gemara, the bottom of Daf Chaf Amud Aleph, and he was learning a lot of Gemara, and he felt, it says in the Gemara, that Nafshei Gasa Alav, he was feeling proud. The word Gasa always implies something not so holy. So on his Madrega, Rebbe Elazar, the son of Rebbe Shimon Bechai, was feeling like very proud of how much Torah he learned. And then he remembered that he met this person riding on a chamor and a donkey, and he said, "Oh, Kama Mechur, I say, is how ugly you are. Shema Mechar B'Neircha Kamaisu, maybe the people where you come from are so ugly like you." So that's the most shocking Gemara in the world. How could it be, right? Such a thing. So what Tzadik and the other Tzadikim say, that he wasn't talking about how the person looked. That's absurd. What does Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon care about how a person looks? But he saw in him such a spiritual ugliness, because he was able to see beneath the surface. And he saw all the avarice this guy did, whatever it is. And he said, you know, then he was saying that to Ma'arim, that he should do tshuva. Look what happened to you. Maybe it's because you come from a bad place where people, you know, there's a lot of bad stuff going on and it had an effect upon you. That's why he says, maybe you've been a Yircha, maybe the people of your city are also like that. Maybe that's why it had such hashpa on you, that you come from a, you know, a bad place. There's a lot of things going on over there that influenced you. So then, of course, the answer was, Leich Lu'um, Ein Yudeya, I don't know. You're asking about the people of my city, I don't know. But Leich Lu'um, Shasa Ani, go to the artist who made me. And ask him why he made such an ugly, you know, why he made me so this way. And we spoke a lot about that, what that means. Eini Yodea, that answer. That was the musa that was being given to Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon. The same Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, who even in the second time after they left the cave, after they left the cave, that he was burning the world up with his eyes because he saw people that were just plowing and working in the field, and he, how could it be? Tarmat Tahela, what happened to you, Avedis Hashem? So he was looking at everybody to burn the world. And here Eli Novi was telling him that the biggest Muslim is any Adaya. Any Adaya means, I don't know. You don't know either. As great as you are, you don't know what a Jew is. You don't know what each Yid has to go through and what he is and what makes this person, what his kishrinus and his background and everything that he had to go through to be, you know, do you know? Even the simplest Jew, you don't understand. Even the simplest Jew. That's what he says. You could tell the simplest person, I don't understand how great you are, and you don't understand how great you are. Even to the simplest Jew, doesn't understand his own greatness, and nor could anybody else in the world understand the true greatness of a Jew. And the simplest Jew in the world could do the most heroic thing of Mesiris Nefesh, and we don't understand how and where did he take those kaiches from. We didn't see that anywhere in his life, that he was such a great person. How did he do such a thing? From where did he take the kaiches? So that's what the Rebbe is saying, is that you needn't wonder about that and be shocked, because the only reason that it's so astonishing to you is because you think that you understand who this person is. You don't have a hasag of who this person is, because he's beyond your understanding. Any day, I don't know that a person doesn't know who a Jew is and what's the madrega of a Jew. This can be compared to a ben melech, to a prince. For also a Bar HaAsurim, who's imprisoned in the dungeon, in a prison, Daimi Isha Yisraeli, this is what a Jew is like. HaKaruch B'Sma'atut Megay Alam above Lo Yischuvis, and he's sitting there in the dungeon, wrapped up in disgusting, filthy rags, shmatas. Lo Yizulah Soiv Lo Yehu Ba'atzma Yakirubai. Other people don't really know who he is, and he himself begins to forget who he is. That's what the Rebbe was crying about during the war in many pieces in the Eish Kodesh. That he says it's bad that the Germans, Yimach Shemam, that they don't know who we are, and they don't know who they're tampering with, who they're messing with. That's itself one tragedy, that the Goyim don't know that they're messing with Yidden. But the saddest thing the Rebbe said over and over in Eish Kodesh, the worst tragedy of the Milchama was the Jews themselves have forgotten who they are. That after so much time of just scrounging around for a piece of bread, and just to try to stay alive, that a Jew forgets who he is. He doesn't. He forgets that he's an Ish Yisrael or something. And he said that our enemies took that away from us. That. Awareness of what it means, that hergish and that pride of being a Jew. In a different way, that's what's going on in the world now also, not God forbid with violence in such a way like the Germans, but in different ways, with all the technology and everything else, and the preachers in this news, it's not necessary to talk about these things, but you know, that also takes away, it's bad enough that those things exist in the world. It's bad enough that the world is in such a massive of darkness, but that it takes away from a Jew this feeling that there's something that's infinitely greater in him, to think that he's just like another person, except he also goes to shul and he puts on a couple of things in the tzitzis and film, but not to see himself as somebody that's so exalted and holy and great, and has in him himself in the sham. This is the greatest tragedy of our present day war that we have with the world. It's not that, not just that we're being subjected to these things, and the Jews have to be in the streets of Manhattan to earn a living. But the greater tragedy is that a Jew thinks that's where he belongs, on the streets of Manhattan, not in the Beis Medrash. And that he starts to think that this is who he is, that that's him. This is the kind of person that he is. So after seeing yourself wrapped in filthy rags for a long enough time, you begin to think that's taka who you are. That you're such a person. When the truth is, he says, that other people don't recognize, and he himself doesn't know. Ki ben yakirhu, that he's a precious child, that he's a prince. Beruach hamayach nisgavim, that has a great, great exalted ruach spirit and mind. Beruach hamayach nisgavim, he's sitting in the prison with other prisoners. Which you know from different stories of tzaddikim, like when the original Chusegimad was in jail, and he had to sit there with the lowest criminals. Then there was a time that he was by himself, but when they put him like in the veldt, in the world, so solitary confinement is the most horrible thing, right? To be put in solitary confinement for a prisoner to be stuck by himself. That's the most horrible thing on earth. But by the Rishner, the most horrible thing on earth was that he had to sit, in a cell with criminals. That he had to sit in such a place with criminals. If he would have been by himself, then it wouldn't have been anything like that. But to be in such a place to hear the diburim, the words that are coming out from these mouths. There's a friend of mine, a very dear friend of mine, that he was driving without his license and registration. He left it somewhere. And it was on Queens Boulevard, and there was some big anti-Semitic police. The way he was talking to him, and mice, if he wanted to, he could have gone with a lawyer and to bring up charges, because the way the guy spoke and what he was saying was mamish crazy, the policeman. So he didn't have a. So he threw him in jail. He took him from. You know, you hear these things like, you know, in the country of the mountains, but this is like a Queens Boulevard. He took him to jail, and he said he sat most of the night. They put him into a cell. He said it was the lowest chevre in the world. And
just go on the subway. You get the same thing. It's crazy. You
can't
believe what people say.
It's not the same thing. I'm sorry, it's not the same. The subway is crazy, but it's not the same thing because they're different madrigas also. These are the ones that were ready to be caught. And in order to be put into jail, it's already madriga, you understand? And he's sitting with these guys, and he says to sit there, he was sitting for like 6-7 hours with these guys. And the inyanim, the diburim, the way that they looked and the way that they acted. He says so what happens if you'd be there, so you're there for one night, no, but if you'd be stuck in that place for, not for one night, but for thousands of nights, and you begin to, you know, to talk and to act like you see, that you see, and how we dress and how we talk and how we act, how many of the words and how many of the customs of the prisoners all of us have picked up over the years. But we ourselves can, in many, many ways, our Zaydis and Bobbies wouldn't recognize us. They'd look at us and say, what is that? You know, what is that way of walking? What's that way of dressing? What's that way of looking? What's that way of talking? What's going on? Our grandparents would be very shocked to see. Which, of course, if we would do a thorough study of ourselves, we'd be able to identify this is something that came in, you know, this is from 1993, from this television show, this is from 1996, from this basketball star, and all of these things that we've picked up being in prison for all of these years along the way that we've picked up. And it's in the body language, it's in the many, many, many things, how we think and what we talk about. We're not masking ourselves who we are, because this is the marshal of Rabbi saying, is that you're in a prison and you're wearing shmatas and after time you know people don't know who you are and you don't know yourself who you are. You don't know yourself. You don't recognize yourself. After you've been in the prison for such a long time, you think that this is who you are. That's the worst thing of girls. That's the worst thing that was in Mitzrayim, and it's now girls now that. That you begin to think that this is the tzura of a yid. This is the way that a Jew is supposed to look. And this is the way a Jew is supposed to talk and act. And these are all things that are not us. So we begin to lose our understanding of what's a yid and who are we. That really is ki ben yakeh baruch hamayach nisgav. That you're the person is the son of a king, is a prince. Baruch hamayach nisgav. And it was begot of a schuvus. But if you just begin to take off the filthy clothing, just begin to take off the shmatis. The culture can catch me by chutz. Come with Shir HaMalach Hashir Yeshayim Yeshayim Yazin. And if in your prison cell, you begin to take off these shmatis, and certainly if you're able to hear somehow from the prison cell, you're able to hear the song coming from the palace, the song of the king coming from the palace. Kami Yizbayar Gam Hu. Then once again, he'll become mamish. It'll ignite a fire inside of him to remember who he is—that he's a prince, that he's not a prisoner. He's not Be'etzem, one of these people that are sitting in the prison. That he's somebody. He comes from the palace. If he just is able to hear a niggun that's coming, that's wafting in through the prison somehow, he's able to hear a little bit of a niggun that's coming from the palace, and he takes off some of the shmatas, and he's able to remember who he is. A little bit of who he is, then his heart will go on fire. He says, "Kami yizbar gam hu, yokum yisage v'chuli yisroim." He'll rise up and he'll be completely misroimim, lift himself up, mamish from all of that. Uvishir yitain kailai, and he himself will begin to sing. Kulam and shirasi yismu. So you can imagine he's sitting in jail with the prisoners over there, in the bor. In this Bor HaAsurim, in the dungeon, in the pit, together with these criminals, so they look at him and he's starting to sing, and they think he's crazy. They think he's crazy. What's there to sing about? So they don't understand what's there to sing about. To sing about who you are, and that even if you're in a prison, that you're still a Yid, and you're still Dovak to Hashem's Baruch, and you're still a Ben Melech. Which a guy can't be masik what that means, can't understand any of that. That even in our prison cells, we can still have the sudden urge to sing because of who we are. When a person has that a moment of being able to hear the niggun, you're hearing a niggun sometimes if a person sits by a shalasudas or sits someplace, and he has his iris, and from the prison cell of what his whole life is about, and all of his schmutz, and all of his affairs, he's filled with this remembrance of who he, a little bit of a taste of who he is, and he himself wants to sing this niggun the rest of his life. I mean, these are things that all of us have experienced. All of us fellow inmates have experienced. We've all experienced that. Because that's coming into contact with who we batsam are. So the others don't understand. The non-Jewish inmates can't understand this. Kulam shirasi yismu. Everybody is surprised. They're shocked that what's he singing about over here in the prison? The kulam lefnei pisgas rayanaisav asagosav yizbatlu. And if he begins to speak, wow, they thought that he was just like another prisoner like us. But now when he opens his mouth, all kinds of amazing things come out. And they stand there totally bottled to what? To the depths of this person's thoughts. They thought he was a nobody. And you know, it could be that 15 minutes before, he was talking just like them. There's a guy that I knew in high school. That it was like every third word that came out from him was obscene. That's just how he spoke. Like he would say, he was just like, "How's your blanking day?" It wasn't even like in the context of. It didn't fit into like. It wasn't like he was like he stubbed his toe and he hurt himself and he said, "Oh blank." It was just like even when he said nice stuff, he would just always fill it with. It was like spiced with with obscene, vulgar language. It was a chiddush even in our school. It was a chiddush. It was, there were guys that used vulgar language when they were angry and upset when on the basketball court, something like that. If somebody upset them, or when you're speaking about a teacher, then they would use vulgar language. But when it was just like a regular sentence, there was no, you know, it didn't, grammatically, and it didn't fit into the sentence. But this guy, like, it was something that wasn't b'derech hateva. Like we all would say, like we were amazed by it, and you know it was always a problem. Like when he would
like when the Rebbe would ask him something, he was a smart guy also. When the Rebbe would ask him something, like we were always nervous, like he would say something about the, you know, God forbid, like, you know, using those lashonis. He had to make an unbelievable effort, like not to say something when he was answering a teacher and answering a Rebbe, because it was so much a part of his lashon. And he was a real nice guy. He wasn't Shomer Mitzvahs. He came from a traditional Sephardic Shom, but he wasn't Shomer Mitzvahs. And I hadn't seen him many years. I gave a shiur around 6-7 years ago in Muncie. And the guy comes over to him with a long black beard, and I look at him. The guy's name is Elon. I look at him, and he says to me, he says, "Maish." I go, "Elon." And he goes, "Yeah." And we hug each other. And he said, "You're not going to ask me how blank I am." I said to him, he said, because I looked at him, I was so happy. Look, the guy's mom just became like I had to work on that Indian. He said, "You should know." He told me, "I had to work on that Indian for 10 years. And my wife is a tzaddikah, and she helped me. I had to work on that Indian of cleaning up my dibur, my speech. It took me 10 years of avoda to remove it completely from my skin." And we're laughing. It was such a machayit to see him. And he told me his beautiful family. And, you know, he became a big bentire, this guy. He's a tzaddikah, and he's a bentire. So, you know, you're sitting long enough in the prison. And he was from a rough neighborhood, this kid. And he used to be on the basketball courts. We used to go on Queens Boulevard. There was this place that was called, listen to the name, it's called Lost Battalion. What's Lost Battalion? Lost Battalion was like a gym on Queens Boulevard where all the future inmates and prisoners would play basketball. That was the place they used to. And yeshiva kids used to like to go there. A couple of guys used to go there to pick up some basketball games. Because it was Meis L'Eis. It was Lo Yonav Lo Yishan Mamish. You could get a basketball game at 3 in the morning. 3 in the morning there was a basketball game. Just, you drive by, put on your sneakers, and you go in and you could pick up a game. There were a lot of different courts, and the place was well kept, but the lowest chever was playing there, and we used to go to play. We didn't hang out with these guys. We never really had problems with the chever either. It was you came there to play ball. Nobody was making trouble, but this guy Elon, like he lived in that place. You know, he lived there, and he would hang out there like in Shmuz and in his neighborhood, and he just, that's how he spoke. That's the craziest thing. That a person, after time, you look at yourself and you ask, what happened? That's what he says. Then all of a sudden this person is singing the niggun, and he's singing over these deep thoughts. Then the other inmates sit there and they say, "Wow, we had no idea. Boy, we didn't know who you were. We didn't know that you're such a person. We had no idea." Okay, they don't know. We don't even know about ourselves. Kol echad lefi erech shekar b'kriya, page Kuf Zayin. Kol echad lefi erech shekar b'kriya m'avayda. Each person, depending upon how you learned this first part until here, how you've been learning. Whether your kriya was just a kriya ba'alma, or it was just to learn because it's interesting, or im avayda, you're learning with avayda. He says, either way, it's good that you're learning this. It's good that you're learning. And be'ezah Hashem izbarach, chidush enafsho b'yifani avayda yargish, im ma'atim harbei. Even if you're learning it just for kriya ba'alma, but you have to be learning it seriously, and you have to be chasming it over, it'll also help you to find some things in yourself that you never realized you had, and to feel certain things that you haven't felt. Imatim habay, a little or a lot. Avogamim lo targish oid b'cha ischatsus. He said, but of course, the Rebbe encourages us, and he says, even if you don't feel any change at all, any ischatsus, mimnei shirak kikoyri eizem maisiv esipa shalol l'shem avayda, because you've been learning the entire thing until now, just like reading some story, not for any intention of avayda. Avarta al kol zeh. If that's, you know, if you've been one of those readers that's been learning it, just learning it, you know, to hear and to see interesting things, but not with any avayda, so you don't feel any change at all you don't feel any ischachus in your emotions and your srachus. He says, gam oz, even so, al yipa libcha, don't be upset about that. Ragmoras akuntris, finish up what you're learning. Ukfal v'shalish l'kraisai, and read it twice and three times, again and again. Read it again and again. Ubekriya shniya, hach beid yoses avayda alacha. And the second time that you go, and certainly the third time, hach beid yoses avayda alacha. Try to do whatever you can to introduce some avayda into your learning. And it'll become more natural the second and third time, because it's less interesting the second and third time, because you already know what it says. So the only reason that you'd be learning it the second and third time, just like when it comes to our Ashrays and Yistabachs, the second or third time, it can't be that interesting. I mean, how many Mefarshim are you learning, did you learn last night, you know, for Ashray? So the only thing you could do is to try to be Maisif, to add in Avodah. To try, he said, the second or third time will be more natural that if you're already learning it a second time, why are you learning it a second, third time? So to put more avoid into it. For us, Bez Hashem's Baruch, and then he says, with Hashem's help, he says, Targish, you'll begin to feel. Chamesh Meyashon Gvayim Hashemayim and Arutz. Look, he says, there's 500 years that separate between heaven and earth. You can't jump to Shemayim in one leap. He says, just keep on working at it, and you'll get there. Okay, let's stop.